As I foreshadowed in my last report to the General Council in May, the pace of work in the negotiations intensified dramatically over the past weeks. The circulation of a revised draft modalities text by the chairs of agriculture and NAMA on July 10th were the starting point for the process aimed at the finalization of modalities in these two key areas, which I set out in my last report. As everyone is aware, this process, which enjoyed the presence here of a good number of ministers, vice ministers and senior officials, failed to reach its goal, despite more than a week of intensive negotiations. Members were unable to bridge their differences in the area of the special safeguard mechanism, and we did not even get around to discussing cotton. This fact was recorded at a formal meeting of the GNC, which took place yesterday. My statement at that meeting was made available to delegations in document job 08/94. Despite this setback to our collective goal of concluding the round successfully in 08, much was achieved during this very intensive phase of work. Members were close to finalizing modalities in agriculture and NAMA. A large number of issues which had remained intractable for years could be unlocked. Negotiators were prepared to reach out beyond their entrenched positions and seek compromise, and I thank them and you all for the constructive spirit and for the hard work they put in. And to me, this proves this could be done. Over the period leading up to this intensive phase, the chairs of the negotiating group circulated reports of the state of play in their respective areas, including reflections on the way forward. The AG and NAMA chairs will be shortly circulating reports capturing the work of the last few days. I have also issued my report on the services signaling conference held on July 26. Overall, these reports underline the breadth and the depth of the progress we've made right across the single undertaking. They also show the wide and deep range of benefits that this round could provide. And I think all of us recognize the progress that has been made and the value of what's already on the table, in particular with regard to developing and least developed countries. What we've heard yesterday from your statements was loud and clear. No one wants to see all of that go to waste. And we did not have the blame game that usually follows intensive and tough bargaining when it doesn't work. And I must sincerely thank you for that expression of collective responsibility, restraint, and wisdom. Instead, what we heard today were multiple strong calls for preserving the package that had so painfully been negotiated in order to try and conclude the round successfully. And this discussion left me with no doubt, and I might have had some doubts before yesterday's session, but after yesterday's session, I think that with what's on the table now, the members of this organization believe that the round is still worth fighting for. No one is throwing in the towel. Ensuring the continuance of a strong and effective multilateral trading system is in the interest of every and all. But we have to be lucid. Given where the negotiations broke down, building on the progress made so far will not be easy. And we should be under no illusion as to what this week's failure means for the credibility of our collective endeavor. I have also suggested that all members need to reflect seriously about this and how they see the next step. I'll be consulting, listening as usual, but in my view, where there has been a deadlock, new ideas, new solution must be found and tested. That concludes my report today, Mr. Chairman, and I thank you for your attention.